What's going on, people? This is Elder Tenshi with another episode of On the Brain. So today we're going to be talking a little bit of Disney. Now, we've talked a lot of Disney over the years on this podcast, so really, if you're a longtime listener, this is nothing new. So you probably know where we're going with this if you read the title, and that's that Lightyear trailer, baby, that Lightyear. I would say like they say it's a teaser trailer. I think it's enough. I think it's enough. Like we get so much from trailers these days. Like to me, trailers are too long. A lot of times they give away the movie before you even see the movie. If you've seen enough movies, you see where it's gonna go. You know what I mean? But either way, that trailer is pretty dope. It's pretty awesome. I like the where they seem to be going with it. Seems to be a spaced epic comedy, of course. I was not expecting him to fly into the sun. I guess they're testing a heat shield, obviously way in the future. And this is the Buzz Lightyear that the toy is based on. When I initially heard that and saw the first teaser during the Disney business presentation that presentation that they did some months back, like the idea of a Buzz Lightyear movie, it was like, okay, do we really need it? Because someone did bring up that, you know, Disney has been doing a lot of origin stories for heroes lately. But the interesting thing about this is it's the person that the toy is based on. So with that being said, I've been hearing some things around the internet. People were wondering, okay, is this based on the cartoon Buzz Lightyear of Star Command? It made a straight to video movie before the series actually came out. And I recently found out that the series was done before that movie came out. But during the time of that production, Toy Story 2 was about to hit the scene. And they didn't want to confuse people. So they were like, okay, we know that this is done. We know that this is ready to go. But we want to put out Toy Story 2 first. So we're just going to have to wait. And then they put it out eventually. Like they gave us an origin story for Buzz being the type of guy that he is, and we also get the other characters like Mira and XR and Booster, all different personalities, all different, and they become Team Lightyear, going on missions on him. And it was a really simple episodic show, and till this day it's still not on Disney Plus. Now with all that being said, I don't think that this movie is gonna have anything to do with the show. It would be nice if they did nods to it, but I think it's just gonna be its own thing. Even though this was the cartoon supposedly that the toys were originally watching, because in the beginning of the title sequence, if you ever get a chance to watch the original show, you know, you could find it in different places around the internet. You would see Andy's toys, you know, just chilling in the room watching the show, you know. And it would be kind of cool if they did do a nod to, like, say, Tim Allen, who was, you know, the original voice for Buzz, or even Patrick Warburton, who became the regular voice for Buzz in the cartoon show. But I think that this is going to be its own thing with Chris Evans here. They even made this version of Buzz look like Chris Evans, you know. And yeah, it's probably going to be for name recognition, but this whole thing looks really dope to me. And I cannot wait until 2022. Like that first few seconds had me really going, because it just looks nice in CG. It does look a little bit like they're taking some inspiration from other from other space adventure epics, and that's, to me, that's to be expected, you know what I'm saying? But can't wait to see this movie during in the summer, and we will definitely be coming back to review it, you know. Yeah, tell me what you think of this Buzz Lightyear trailer. Are you excited for it? Do you think it's just another origin story that's not needed? Personally, like I said, I'm excited, but that's only one person's opinion. So let us know what you think. All right, so on the other side of that coin, we got some cool news. Now I'm gonna hit you with some weird news involving Disney. So recently, an anonymous couple went to one of the Disney parks, and they were wearing the "I gave her the D, she wanted the D" shirts with the classic Disney D design. And now people are asking for a dress code. You know, they're asking for these shirts to be banned. This news report only came across my feed a few days ago. I had no idea that these shirts even existed, but apparently they're being sold on places like Amazon and Etsy. Yo, I get why people are upset, but that's kind of clever, you know. It's and I'm only saying that because of the context. That's, you know, that's it. But I can understand why people are upset. But asking for a dress code in a theme park is a little much, you know. Asking for them not to wear the shirts again, you know, that's one thing. But some people are asking for a, you know, for a dress code for real, and I don't know. Like, you're at a theme park. It's a family-friendly theme park, yes. But I have never heard of a dress code for a theme park. Clubs, maybe, you know? But never for a theme park. But this got out. Somebody retweeted the photo. It's all over Twitter. People were, you know, people were telling their, you know, giving their opinions about it. I'm in a gray area. I'm like, I understand why people are upset, but at the same time, I do see the clever joke in it. You know, it's sort of a cliche, you know, given the D, all the, you know, all that stuff. But you know, it's just funny to me. But I'll make sure to put the report in the description. I just wanted to share that because I thought it was funny. But thank you everyone for listening. What do you guys think of the new Lightyear trailer? And what do you think about the anonymous couple wearing the D shirts at Disney? It's just ridiculous. But anyway, thank you so much for listening, and I will see you on the next episode of On the Brain. Peace, love, and never be normal.